Good morning, I'm Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning. Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's gonna happen.
Carmen!
Cortez!
Good morning, everybody!
What's outside your weather drawer?
Good morning!
Uppy, uppy.
Uppy, everybody!
Good morning, this is Julianne from Macomb, Michigan. But we're on location here on the beautiful Mackinac Island, home of one of the five great lakes, Lake Huron. And you're watching One Funny Morning with your host, Dina Blizzard.
Good morning. Oh, what a beautiful sound in the morning and a beautiful video. Thank you, Julie, for sending it. Good morning, everybody. Oh, it's the weekend. John, let's get crazy. Oh, it's Friday. And I am so excited because I would like to just lay around. And I feel like we all know that's not going to happen. But Friday makes it feel like it should. So let's check in with the dogs this morning. This is an uncomfortable shot. Who wants to guess what we're looking at? Lulu now knows that that is where the drinking of the dogs happens. And I put a towel there today so they don't ruin my floor. And then she sat on it. So the drinking of the dogs can looks a little funny. Let's put the water down. Hey. You gonna get up? It's time for drinking of the dog.
Oh, she said, oh, this is not.
Oh, you don't want it. You don't want the water. You just wanted to sit on the towel. Back it up. There she is. Look at how gorgeous. I gotta get like a, that towel looks real janky. The breathing of the dog.
This looks real dumb. We got to get a mat or something.
When we get home, in the real studio, it's the drinking of the dogs. It's real dumb. Real dumb. I'm going to work on this camera angle. I can't say it's the best one. And my hair is entirely too long. Good morning, Robin, on YouTube. Watching on the tube. Thanks, Angela. My hair is like a lot. Does anybody wake up and their hair is just like that, like a monster? all my janky towels become garage towels. Okay, it's over. Booby. Boobs. Come here, boob. You guys yell that at your house, right? Okay, it's not just me. Here she comes. Come on down, boob. We're almost done puppy proofing the house. You're getting a puppy on Saturday. Oh, here comes my puppy. Just put in a messy bun and move on. You're right. Mine is on the top of my head, never down. Oh, this baby. Look at that face. Look at this face. I don't know what it is about this face. Look at her. Look at her. Uh-huh. So funny. Morning, booby. I haven't brushed my hair in a week, Laurie. What? What did you say? Uh-huh. Do you not enjoy ponytails? Here's the thing. I can't just yell out boob in the morning. What? You should, Kelly. Try it. Michelle, boob it. Okay, that's not it. Let's take that shot out. That wasn't okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway. If I put my hair in a ponytail, it'll just have a big old ring in it. I have to do the stop it. Colby. Mm-hmm. Mine's either skanky hair or so poofy. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So good morning. It's Friday. There's a massive bird's nest on my head. Curly hair problems, especially with this humidity. I'm telling you, my hair could look like this. I could walk 2 blocks to the beach and be a completely different person when I get there. This space on my hair. It's like, I don't even know like what block it happens. But you get to the beach, go poof. And it's this big. So big. Mm-hmm. I use satin scrunchies so I don't get the rain. Oh, Allison, you're so bougie. Mm-hmm. Shari's son is turning 15. That's an age right there, right? Does anybody else have holes in all of their clothes? I just found a big hole in this dress. And a lot of people have been saying, you have a hole on the side of your clothes, like my jeans or my dress. I don't know what's going on this side of my body. Maybe I got a nail hanging out or something. It just keeps grabbing. I just found that. Yeah. All right. Well, should be talking to some fellas later. All right. Well, there's that. Maybe that's what God, maybe God was like, listen, you don't have a lot going for you. Here's what we're going to do. We're just going to like show naked parts to your body sometimes. And maybe that'll help things move along. Like, well, that is interesting. I could go to church. Church. Mm-hmm. It's the pellets busting out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does it rub near your seatbelt? No.
No.
No, it's like in a back. Mm-hmm. You buy them from Shein? No, I don't even know where I got this little dress. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Diana made coffee cake yesterday. It was heaven. I was in full heaven. So yesterday we were talking about coffee cake, how much I love coffee cake, how much I never get coffee cake, and how I had a gluten-free coffee cake in the cabinet. Diana immediately starts making coffee cake, which is perhaps one of the greatest things that could ever happen to a person who's done nothing to deserve it. Huh. An hour after the show, there's coffee cake. Wonderful. I'm in heaven. I'm enjoying coffee cake. All of a sudden, I was like, what am I eating? And then I was like, wait a minute. What do you think is the worst thing Diana could have added to the coffee cake that would have just straight up ruined it? It wasn't beans. I know that's your first guess. It's not beans. Dates is a good guess. Not flour? Mm-mm. No. Raisin. I thought it was a raisin. And I was like, did she put raisins in this coffee cake? Black anise, no. No, nuts. I would have loved nuts. Figs, no. How you put tea in coffee cake? No. Chocolate chips, there were chocolate chips. Here's what I think. Coffee cake doesn't need anything. There it is, Heather. Cranberries. I was like, what am I eating? Has she had coffee cake? Does she understand? Yeah, kale. That's going to be next. Mm-hmm. I don't need chocolate chips. I don't need cran. I just never get coffee cake. So now I'm conflicted because I want to be grateful because somebody, yeah, I wouldn't want chocolate chip. And I didn't even bring up the chocolate chip. I'm like, why did she put chocolate? Listen. If Diana could put chocolate chips in like a roast beef, she like, listen, I thought it'd be better with chocolate. So it's just beans and chocolate chips. And apparently cranberries if she's feeling sassy. Yeah, my 15-year-old hears cranberries and says, ew, exactly. So now I'm trying to figure out if I should hug her for being the greatest mom ever or just go punch her in the face. She's like, are you trying to kill me? What was her thinking on this? Exactly, Bob. She goes, Dean, I was trying to, what was I trying to find? Nuts? Couldn't find them. I was like, you could have just left it at that. Coffee cake. It doesn't need backup dancers. Exactly, Belinda. Dreams were shattered. Exactly, Heather. Dreams were shattered. And then I was like, I was gonna eat this whole coffee cake. And now I have to figure out if I want to cut it up into tiny little pieces and surgically remove all of the disgusting. Listen, I like cranberries on a salad covered in chocolate. Of course, I like them in their natural habitat. But why you gotta, it isn't even cranberry season. When is cranberry season? Like the fall, maybe for like 2 days? Yes. I have to hover over the baking process and stop the madness before it happens. Yes. Watch out for her, Katie. Mm-hmm. And this is why people have trust issues. Exactly, Jeannie. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Cranberries are craisins. It was craisins. You couldn't put real cream. You can't just eat cranberry. I mean, I don't even think I've ever had just a cranberry. Had cranberry juice and I've had craisins. Has your mom always cooked like this? Ruin her? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cranberries, I will accept an oatmeal cookie, like oatmeal raisin. I don't know that I did, but you should have seen me sitting there because I ate it. And for a second, I was like, what's chewy in coffee cake? And then my mind just started, I was like, Did she say, make it yourself next time? No, we didn't get that far. No, she was real excited. She goes, oh, how did you like it? I didn't like it. Not at all. Yeah. Yeah. And now I want coffee cake. Well, do you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Whole thing. All right. Now. I would like everybody to turn on the judgy part of your brain. That's not something I say very often, but I have thoughts on this next story. And I would like to know where you stand because an article came through yesterday and I was surprised by everyone's take on this story in the news. Okay, so this is the time. Please stop licking. This is the time. I'm sure Kelly Clarkson probably yells that in Moshe. Stop. Don't like it? Don't eat it. More for us. I think you went back for more. I did, but I didn't eat the cranberries. Next time, you make it just the way you like it, said an old lady in a bed. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Moving on. My judgy part was turned off. Wait, I always leave it on. So I don't know who you're talking to. Here we go. Here's the story. I want a very visceral gut reaction to this. Okay. Let me pull it up. Here it is. Okay. Get ready. Sit back. I love broccoli salad. That is not something anyone should say. Okay, here we go. Put it up here. I gotta get a system. I'm ready. Here we go. Here's the title. And I want you to just tell me how you feel about the title. CEO. Now, this is a woman. CEO praised for refusing to leave airline seat to let mother sit next to her children. Let me read this again. CEO praised for refusing to leave airline seat to let mother sit next to her children. What? That's the title. I was like, this can't be right. Let me continue. A woman who refused to switch seats with a mother so she could sit next to her children on an airplane was commended online for taking a stand. Tammy Nelson, the CEO of global jewelry brand Conquering, shared the incident on TikTok and said she was flying on Delta to Cincinnati. No, from Cincinnati to San Jose, California, when another woman requested her to switch seats so she could sit next to her two children. Miss Nelson figured the other woman was already sitting. The other one was already sitting in her window seat. I double checked my boarding pass, thinking I may have had the wrong row. When I confirmed I was looking at the correct seat, I thought she must have just mistakenly sat in the wrong seat. So I said, I'm sorry. It seems you're in my seat, thinking she would realize it and move. But the woman did not. Oh, do you want to sit here? The woman said. I was pretty surprised at the question, but replied simply by saying, yeah, that's the seat I selected. The woman then reportedly told her she was with her two kids who were sitting in the seats next to her window seat. Oh, well, I just thought I could switch since these are my kids, said Miss Nelson. At this point, Miss Nelson told her TikTok following the real reason for refusing to switch with the mother, who offered Miss Nelson a middle seat behind her. I get motion sickness during takeoff and landing if I can't see out the window. I also don't get a lot of sleep. I often try to get a little sleep on planes, which is easiest with a window seat. On that particular day, I only had 90 minutes of sleep the night before. I was headed into a high-pressure work week where I'd be presenting to 500 people, and I really needed to be at my very best, so getting a little sleep on that flight was extra important. Her video was viewed more than 1.6 million times. She said the mother was reportedly super annoyed before moving back to her own middle seat. She received support from TikTokers on her stand. People should book seats together if they want to sit together. The amount of families who aren't paying to select their seats together is mind-blowing. You are 100%, said another comment. Nope, if it's not an upgrade, it's a sacrifice. Blah, blah, blah. So people kind of chime in. Okay. So. I would never trade a window seat for a middle seat. I hear you, Judy. That is not a good trade. It is not a good trade. But it doesn't say how old the kids are. I think that could be taken into account. I don't like that the lady sat in the seat without asking. I'm not a fan. My daughter was 3. I was hysterical. Finally, someone on the flight had to play. Yeah. Okay. So here are my thoughts. I think it was wrong for the lady to assume there was going to be a trade by sitting. Yes, exactly, Katie. Video went weird and now I can't hear you. I just got here chatting about this morning. This is weird. You need to start it over. Sorry. So I don't know what's happening with Facebook, but it looks like there's a glitch. So the basic gist is a woman was getting on her flight. She paid for the window seat. She gets there. There's a woman sitting in her seat. She said, this is my seat. The woman says, oh, I was hoping we could switch. My kids are sitting here. I'm supposed to be in the middle row behind here. Now, I don't think you should sit in someone's seat if it ain't your seat. You got to wait till somebody shows up and say, hey, present your case. Fine. But it was very interesting, the comments, because people should be allowed to book their seats. Yeah. I wouldn't want to think that would be made me feel like they have less rights if they choose and can't have them. Made me feel that way. Yeah. I should have asked her if they could trade. Should not sat there first. I get you. But let's just play devil's advocate here. A lot of times you might be booking something and there's no way for you to sit next to your kids. It's just there's no more seats, right? Let's pretend that these kids are 2 and 3. And the only seats available are these two and the one behind it. So she books it. Yeah. I don't know. Mom should have booked the seats together. And that was the thing. They were like, she didn't want to pay the money. I'm like, sometimes it's not about money. Sometimes it's just about availability and there's nothing. But I'm just going to say, I have been the mom. maybe not necessarily on a flight or going somewhere. I don't know. Or I got two kids in tow. I'm trying to get somewhere. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Any mother traveling by herself with one kid, I'm like, what do you need? What do you need? Yeah. And I look at it like, I'm trying to help you. I'm like, listen, if that's the case, I've been like, here's a sippy cup. All right. She needs this medicine at 2 o'clock. She likes to read this book. If you could read it in an accent, like I would be like full on. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, Julie. Like, I don't know. I feel like if I would have been twisted that you sat in my seat to begin with, for sure. I'd have been like, don't you think you wanted to ask me? I don't know. I know. I would have switched. I would have rather been inconvenienced than have had these separated. Yeah. The article said the kids, does it say that? The kids were 11 and 15. Oh, I didn't see that. That wasn't in this article. If that's the case, then yeah, get out of my seat. But it does matter how old the kids are. I wouldn't even ask. I'd be like, great. Mm-hmm. Book them together or don't book it. I've had that issue. The only times where kids were moved it was when they were old enough to take care of themselves. Listen, I wish I could say book it together or don't book it. That's just not an option all the time. But the article I read said they were toddlers. Yeah, see? Definitely matters how old they are. I don't know. I've been the mom that had like 3 kids in tow by myself like most of my life. And anytime that anybody could show some kindness, I was like, thank you so much. But I'm not the kind of person to sit in your chair either. So, yeah, exactly. If they were teenagers would be like, we're fine. I feel like my kids would have been like, we're fine. Leave us alone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Toddler knocked the guy's drink in his mouth. There was a video about, it was like a younger kid that was traveling by herself, and her mom had packed like coloring books, a whole bunch of like crayons and stuff like that. And so that was all given to the flight attendant to get her set up on the flight to maybe, you know, go see grandma and grandpa and fly. I don't know what the situation was, but whatever it was, this kid was like packed to the nines with stuff to do. And somebody had shot a video because the little girl was seated with like a younger couple, right? They didn't have any kids. But maybe they were going on vacation and they got sat with this girl, and the girl was like, it said, and it was like an Instagram or a TikTok or something. It said the little girl, she was flying by herself. She sat there and she looked at the couple and was like, everybody put your stuff down. It's time to color. And then they colored the entire time. Yeah, the couple was amazing. It was so funny. She was like, all right, let me see what you got. Like, she was running her whole row. And whoever was in the other aisle was recording the, and they were taking it seriously. Like, what do you got over there? Like, it was so funny. Yeah. My husband and I couldn't sit together the last 2 times we flew to Florida. It wasn't bad. Yeah, listen. Is it nice to sit? Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah, it's more about more than 8. Yeah, I mean, there are times where I remember we were flying when we went to Chardonnay, and it was all of us. So I had my parents, the kids, myself, and we're on the flight, and we were kind of together. We were in like groups of two. But at different times, like somebody would be by themselves. You're like, who can be by themselves and who can't be by themselves? And you're like, you need to move to, you know. Some people got some of the anxiety, and so I don't know. I just feel like if they were younger kids, I just didn't understand the comments, because some of the comments were like, well, how old are the kids? And da 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 da, and the whole thing. Like, let's consider other people were like, girl, you paid for your ticket. What does she think? And I was just like, I would much rather hear a story of a CEO being stuck coloring for 4 hours and just so show some humanity than see an article in the news about how a CEO of a company, this person ain't struggling. She don't got 2 kids in tow. Stand up for yourself against the moms of the world. Really? That's what you want? What? I don't know. That's what I mean. I don't know. I don't think I ever... Yeah, I switched Missy one time and a mom was going to be split up from her young kid. Yeah, I just don't. I do. This was crazy. So when we were, I don't know if I told you the story. When we were on the cruise, Kara and Salad and myself, we get on a train to come home from, I think it was the Rome trip. And we had like actual seats on the way out. But on the way back, we just had tickets on the train. So we didn't have assigned seats. And it was obvious by how many people were on the platform, we probably were not going to be sitting together. Fine. So we get on the train and it was like every man for himself. I'm like, just stay somewhere between these two cars and we'll find each other. Fine. So Sarah and Sherry go that way. I go this way. I find a seat. And then the seats are like facing each other, right? So it's two and two facing each other. And there are two little boys on this side and a dad on this side. So they're kind of facing each other, but there's a seat empty with a backpack on it. But there's a ton of people coming on. So I looked at him and I said, do you mind if I sit here? And, you know, I think they wanted the little cube to themselves, but there's so many people and there's nowhere to go. So he was like, sure. So he takes the backpack off. I sit down and the two boys were just like, why is there a girl sitting here? Okay. So I'm just trying to hang back. Like I'm not talking to them. They were getting real nervous. I even looked at the one boy was so scared. The other one was fine. He was playing on a Game Boy or something. I don't know. Fine. So the train starts going. There's about an hour ride back to the port. Well, the little boy, he had to be 3, keeps climbing on his dad's lap. So his stuff is on his chair, but he keeps crossing over and climbing on his dad's lap. And he's so nervous because I'm sitting there. And I remember thinking, wow, this guy is pretty brave to be getting on this train with these two little kids. And there's luggage. Like it's a lot. There's a lot of stuff. And I remember looking at him and he's doing a good job, like helping these kids and like maintaining things. But I remember like thinking he don't seem so experienced. He's hanging on. So in my mind, I'm on the train like this, right? And I'm looking around. I'm thinking, there's no way he's doing this by himself. So now I start looking. And I see 3 women on the opposite side of the row. Same configuration. One lady's reading. One lady's looking out the window. One lady is just full curled up in a ball, sleeping and leaning up against the window. And I'm looking at her. And I'm looking over here. I was like, she belongs with us. That's the mom. On the other side of this train, full sleeping, just head up against a window, curled up. Looks like she's done. Could you clean the camera? I don't think it's the cat. I think it's the Jesus light. I'm sorry. I have the Barbara Wawa filter on. Let me do this. No, that's the wrong window. I need even the right window. It's this one. Hold on. Oh, look how much. There, Christy, that's better. Anyway, look at me. I look angelic today. It's the Jesus light. I feel like I should go, ah. Look at, I look really good now. Thank you, Kathy and Nancy, for noticing. And Christy. Anyway, so I'm looking at, and this is definitely the mom of this situation. So the dad, so now the dad is trying to deal with these kids. Mom is full sleeping over here. We keep stopping at these stops. Well, at this point, this little kid, this three-year-old toddler, won't stay in the chair. And people are coming down the aisles and they're like, can I sit here? They think I'm the mom with this family now, right? And so they keep asking about this seat. They're like, can I sit here? Well, he not saying nothing because he don't know what he doing. And the mom over there having a breakdown. So I said, actually, this is for him. And he is just getting a hug right now. So he is going back to his seat. I didn't want him to lose the seat, right? And the dad's not saying anything. And we're not the same language, by the way, okay? So I'm on my Duolingo. I'm trying to learn the Spanish, but I don't know what language. But we're speaking the language of motherhood and fatherhood and parenthood. And what the hell are we doing on this train with these two? That is the language we're speaking. I don't know what's happening in what language, but I know that he don't know what he's doing. And that mom over there is having a breakdown. You know what I'm saying? Well, now the train is getting more full and more full as we go. And more people are noticing that this is the only seat that's empty. So they're coming by. And again, the dad's not really saying anything. Yeah. So people are going, do you mind if I go? So at that point, I'm like, it's actually for, I go, that is for his son. And it's just, we have a situation and it's a whole thing. And then he was like, thank you. Like, I feel like he was like, yeah, I don't have a loop, but it does keep, I can't hear you looping and then no sound. Ugh, I'm sorry, everybody. I don't know what's happening. I'm on the right end. Third time I had to leave. I'm sorry. What is going on? I have come out that this is the third time. Froze for a minute. I'm sorry, everybody. I don't know what's going on. Should I just wait? I have not had any. Heather was like, I enjoyed. That's weird. Had no issues at all. Huh. No loop. It keeps repeating, but I know. Heidi was like, girl, YouTube is fine. Mm-hmm. No problem streaming on my TV. Oh. I wonder why. Well, we'll be back at the other house on Monday. That's really weird. I'm sorry, everybody. New York and New Jersey. All right. Well, I apologize because that's super annoying. That's like, did you ever talk to somebody and their phone is messed up and you keep trying? You're like, I'm leaving. I'll just stomp out of a call. I'll be like, no, I'm done. I'm not talking to you. I have no patience. So kudos to you. I saw people having issues yesterday as well. Jim Wenger's like, I'm fine. Did somebody say they saw? Oh, Allison, was it you? Did you see Missy last night at a winery? I'm not on Instagram this morning. Mm-mm. Heavy storms. Lenny's like, fine in Virginia Beach. So I'm getting excited because we have a few gigs. I have a gig tomorrow back home. And I have another gig at the Shore. I have Myrtle Beach coming up. Oh, so the train story. So he was very kind. He just kept saying thank you. And at some point, he makes, like, the mom was, you could look at this mom in another country, in another language, and be like, this mom is done. This mom probably was sitting here. It was like, I'm done. And then she went, and he didn't try to bother her. He was giving her the time. But finally, after enough people had kept asking, and I was putting my feet up. I was blocking people. I was like, oh, you're not going to take this chair. And then finally, he just kind of makes eye contact with the mom. And she was like, and so she came back and she sat with a little boy on her lap and he was fine. But it was just like, I know vacationing with littles is hard. It was just like, it was all her energy just to sit with this kid. Like she was just done. And I've had that look on my face and I've seen that look on other moms' faces. And so I don't know, when I see a story where we're praising people for standing up to moms who don't pay all the money because in no perfect scenario did they get like, I just think it's a bit of a jump when we don't know the story to say she should have paid the extra money if she wanted to sit with her kids. I'm like, well, it's not available. It doesn't matter how much money you have. And you shouldn't have to pay extra money to sit with your kids. I already got a lot of problems. I got these kids. And now you want me to put out this extra money. I'm like, okay, CEO, if you have all the money in the world, why don't you put yourself in first class and leave the poor people in the back to figure out the problems and stop going on TikTok and telling everybody, oh, I only got 90 minutes of sleep because of having drinks with clients. And I had a big meeting. Okay, big meeting. You're the CEO. That's your job, to have big meetings. Get it together. Yeah, I was preferred not getting out of the pool to get Liam a plastic up. Shut up. Oh my gosh, let me tell you this story. I couldn't believe it. See, I'm going to judge again. I'm about to judge. I was judgy yesterday. So yesterday I'm trying to do a bunch of work. Getting stuff done, fine. Judgy. I'm tired. I just want to go sit on the beach. I got me a Tommy Bahama chair. Girl, the people with Tommy Bahama chairs, I was my splurge. I was like, I'm gonna buy a Tommy Bahama chair. And I did. And it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. I put everything in the pocket on the back of the chair. I put a back, it's a little backpack chair. I have my backpack chair on. I was so excited. I got my sunscreen, my towel. It's got a little pocket for your phone. I was being my best self yesterday. Mm-hmm. Tracy, that's my dream, is that the kids were super annoying the whole time. So I'm walking down to the beach. I'm by myself. The girls are already down there fine. I'm on the last leg of the trip. I got to go up this ramp, right? And then there's like a little like deck and then that the steps. And then you're on the beach. So I'm about 2 seconds from being on the beach. And this mom is coming off the beach with what I'm going to guess is a girl who's approximately 12. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want a whole time of my mom's there, and I can never go back. You can't go back. Once you have a Tommy Bahama, you cannot go back. Okay. The mom is there. And I can hear the mom and the daughter. The mom's like, come on, let's go. Wipe your feet off and let's go. That's what the mom is saying. Here's a little girl. Little is she 12. She got her bathing suit on. Mm-hmm. So she was wearing this how's it going, bananas? You looked at it. She started crying. And we went over and talked to her and went back to Starbucks and got the kids and said, we're all crying. It was such an amazing. That's what I'm saying, Kezia. Like, I just help a mother out. That's what the whole saying is. So this mom's like, come on, get your stuff. We got to go. The woman on the switch street. No, she didn't change seats, Denise. In fact, she went on TikTok, went live and told everybody how righteous she was for standing her ground and not losing her seats to a mom with kids. Whatever. So this girl, you didn't hear the story, Dom. This mom and her 12-year-old daughter coming off the beach. And the mom's like, come on, get your stuff. Rinse off. Come on, let's get to the car. 12-year-old sits down. sits down on the bench and she says, why don't you go get the car? I'll wait here and you can bring the car up. I was like, what did she just say? And the mom goes, no, get your stuff and start walking. We're going to the car. She goes, no. Okay. Why would both of us walk to the car when you can get the car and you can bring it up to me? I'm telling you, it took all my energy not to turn around and go, what? And the mom's arguing with her. Oh, girl, Renee. I in that moment, as I'm walking by, and this girl's like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to sit here, and you can walk to the car, and then you can bring it up here and pick me up. And the mom's answering her back. She's like, that's not what I'm going to do. You need to get your things. And I was like, oh, girl, yeah. I would have been like, what did you say to me? Yeah, there'd been a grabbing of an ear, a dragging to the car, or straight up and be like, you can stay wherever you want. I'm leaving. If you're not at that car, you can walk home. That's what you think walking to the car is bad. You know where we live? Not near here. Yeah. Yeah, you know I'll leave a girl to Wawa. I don't care. Yeah, I would have looked her in the face. I'd be like, you're about 6 years from being dropped off at a Wawa. And if you think I won't do it, you should watch Dina Blizzard's video. So you better get up. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. I'd have left her to be. But the mom was talking in a nice voice. Like if I heard that, I'd just turn. What'd you say to me? Oh, no. I'm trying to get Dominic to move the cars around. I'm like, you go get the car. I'll wait here. I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. No. And I wanted, here's the thing, is that when you hear a kid talk like that, okay. No, why don't you get the car like that? When you hear a kid talk like that, you got to listen to the mom's answer. Okay. Because if the mom's answer was like, what did you say? See, then I would have turned around and be like, that. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't her answer. Her answer was like, I'm not going to go get the car. And I was like, no, that is not the answer to what is she is bringing. Yeah. Mm-mm. I couldn't stay. I had to get away before I said something to the kid. I'd have been like, oh, no. No. Mm-mm. My kids were getting mouthy, so I started charging them $5. Oh, my gosh. No, you could tell it was definitely not the first time she's talked to this mother like that. Mm-mm. She was not surprised. I'm telling you, if I heard, I'd be like, what? Who are you talking to? No, the best was when they were younger. And if me and my mom were in the same room and like Dean would say, he would say, so, and both my mom and I were like, who are you talking to? Both of us at the same, who are you talking to? The same time. What? No. Mm-mm. Oh, Sherry, that's so beautiful. What a beautiful story. Yeah, no. Yeah, Myers, I know you're not talking to me like that. No. Mm-mm. No, I want, Dominic, does your mom have mom face?
What's that?
Mom face, like if you're doing something from across the room, which I believe happens, that your mom could look at you from across the room, never say a word and be like.
Not really, because if she sees you doing something wrong,
She has to say something.
Has to say something.
But she can't just, she don't have the look.
Well, I mean, that comes along with the same.
All right, but
it starts with the look and then it goes into the same.
All right, but has she ever gotten you to stop doing something with just the look?
I mean, when I was really little, yeah.
No.
Like when I was a kid.
No.
Like, you know,
when you were worse when you were a kid.
Like when the parents do like the.
Yeah, that. Yeah, no, but this is straight up no words.
Yeah, she's done that before. Just like, right. Look at me. Yeah, I just said something rad.
Mm-hmm. Said something what?
Like I've said something wrong.
Yeah.
Room. And then she looks at me. She's like,
mm-hmm.
And then you just know not to do
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
But it's only really in a public setting.
I need lessons on the look. My kids aren't scared of a look. Oh, Becca. Let me tell you something. Here's the thing about the look. Is that the look, like, you got to start. It starts when they're young, right? And a lot of people are like, oh, a lot of people don't like to, like, discipline, like, real little ones, right? I'm not talking about hitting. I'm like, stick them in a corner, pinch on the butt, something like that, right? And a lot of my friends are like, I do not do that. I'm like, I do it all the time. I don't have a problem with it. Don't act like this. Go stand in a corner. Dean, I remember saying to Dean, I said, Dean, you are spending more time in time out than in. You're more out than in. You're very rarely in. There's no in time. Because he would do whatever he wants. But to the point where eventually, like I remember my grandpa, he could from across the room, he'd go, Dana, and then look at you. And then you'd freeze like this for like an hour. But I don't ever remember him disciplining me or hitting me or anything. But it was like the fear of God. But I feel like it was the same with my kids. My kids know what I'm capable of. They have seen it. So they're like, trust me, behind every look is a smack across the face. Just know it. They got to know it. My son is 33 and will still stop with the look. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My mom had the look when she was 93 and she just passed. She was a master. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So crazy. No, I was good at the look. I remember being in a store once with Jacqueline. And, you know, like trying to teach kids appropriate behavior, right, in public. And we were out somewhere and like Target or something, maybe a Kmart. It was a long time ago. And, you know, kids, as you move into the universe, you get exposed to different ways people live, different ways people look, all of the things. Well, we came around the corner and I don't know if the kid was, there was another kid there, like a teenager kid who was either in a wheelchair or on crutches or a walker. There was something physically very different about this kid, right? Which is normal in life. People look different. People have different circumstances. Fine. But I knew that her seeing it was going to be the first time that she would have seen it. It all happened so fast. And she's pretty young. She goes, Mom, why does that? And she starts to verbalize, which I know this kid can hear. Why is that? And I just kind of gave her a swole, just so she wouldn't finish the sentence, so she wouldn't hurt this kid's feeling. And she was like, what? I go, we don't got to say out loud everything. If you got a question, you're going to wait until someone is out of earshot so as to not make them feel some kind of way. You can ask me anytime you want. Don't not ask me when that person is standing in front of you, girl. The whole thing happened so fast. It wasn't even like a slow let. Jacqueline, when you see somebody different, and if you have a question, there was no time. There was no time for it. It all just happened at the same time. And I was like, I do not want my kids to be the ones making other people. So I was like, kids are the cutest when they see my prosthetic leg. I said, hey, lady, I like your robot leg. That's what I'm saying. Like when they're real little, you're like, okay, that's you're little. You don't understand, right? But the kid was little and I didn't want the kid. It's just so funny. Sometimes time is on your side when teaching children lessons and sometimes not so much. Yeah. I've seen Di give you the look when you're pushing it. Oh, yeah. She knew how to get a look. she also had a cat of nine tails, and she would hit us with a belt. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that you want to go to the bathroom? Yeah. I do that with adults. I'm like, you better shut your mouth. Mm-hmm. Turn down a different aisle. Yep. Yeah, if you can. Sometimes, yeah. My kids always stare and say something misunderstood about us. We go check. See, Lonnie, I'm like, listen, you don't have to say nothing. Or keep walking. It's when we call it her robot when people ask, or little kids are looking or shy. Yes. And that's the thing is I also think, like, it's good to, like, teach your kids, like, did you want to ask me anything about the situation? You know, like, I don't know. But everybody's different and everybody's not always up for talking about everything. You know what I mean? You ever try to get a look to other kids? Some get it, some don't. Yeah, no. I think I have a pretty solid mom face. So Natalia, who's my niece, who didn't have any siblings, right? So my kids were the closest to siblings that she had. And she'd come over a lot. Here's Natalia. Now my kids, I have three. So having that conversation about, like, yes, this is your toy, but you are going to share it. Do you understand? You want to play with that toy? Then you got to let him play with this toy. There's a conversation. Well, here comes Natalia. Natalia comes in, whole bunch of toys. She got them in a corner over here. Now she's playing with her toys. She says, nobody's allowed to play with my toys. And I go, well, you came here to play with our toys. So you would think that you would. No, my mom said I don't have to share my toys. I go, I highly doubt your mom said that, but whatever. I said, if you don't want to share, then you're not allowed to touch our toys. And she was like, fine. Okay. 2 seconds later, she's up in all the toys. So my kids go over and play with her toys. Big fight. Big fight. And she goes, I don't have to share my toys because they're all mine. And I was like, can I see you in the other room, please, ma'am? I said, if you want to play here, they could lick your toys. You understand what I'm saying? They could pee on them. I don't care. If you want to play with our toys, we get to play with your toys. She's like, I don't think that that's how the world works. I'm like, well, girl, you're going to learn a lot today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My mom face came in handy. Guys, I have to get back to substitute teaching, which I will be doing come September because I really enjoyed it. But when it was sixth grade, they're all liars. Sixth graders are essentially, I don't know why they don't call it the lying years. They are all liars and shysters. And they would come up with the craziest stories. They'd be like, no, actually three people can go to the bathroom at the same time and we don't have to ask anybody. But yeah, she was an only child, Kezia. And you could tell. Girl, you could tell. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Yeah. So funny. I love having only children. I used to love having only children over to the house. I was like, yeah, that's not how we do it. Welcome to getting along with other people. It's hard. Oh, good morning, Tank Top Brian. Tank Top Brian and Nikki, you're back. Mm-hmm. All liars, Dottie. Mm-hmm. My boys are all gone and I still have mom face. What do you need? Leash. There's a whole bunch in the porch. You can use one of ours if you want. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Jordan is teaching sixth graders. You can swap war stories. Uh-huh. I have the best mom face. I'll be in a crowd and someone I don't know is acting like a fool. I look at them from across the room and they get in line. Yeah. Yeah, you'll see him. He's in a tank top. How are you going to be called Tank Top Brian not being a tank top? All the time. Good morning, Nicole. Mm-hmm. They're all liars. And they're not even good at it. That's what's so funny. Rebecca. They would be straight up lying. Straight up lying. And I'd look at them. I go, is that the best that you have? What you're going with? Not good. Be more creative. Totally not believable. Gotta work on your face. I was in for it. I was like, give me your best shot. I am here for it. Oh, he's gonna walk by in tank top about a second. Mm-hmm. So funny. A sixth grader. You liar. Mm-hmm. I don't know where Stella's going to go to the bathroom. Fourth graders are the worst liars. I just stare at them and they break pretty quick. Did anyone ever call men's tank top wife beaters? Well, it's a very specific tank top, a wife beater. It's white and it just goes like here. His are more like cutoffs like this. So you can see all his rippling muscles. Mm-hmm. I'm not even a mom and I have a mom face. My face has been known to put a child or two in their place. Mm-hmm. So funny. So anyway, does anybody have plans for the weekend? I hope everybody's doing something fun. It's Friday. Hopefully you're going to go do some exciting things. We will be back at the house on Monday and excited to be there and continue working on the studio at home. So, yeah, it is. Mom face can also be resting, but you're not wrong. You're just like this. I have dad face, but only with other children. Yeah. Graduation party this weekend. My daughter-in-law's 21st birthday. Bestie and I are taking a mini vacay with our four kids going to a water park. Good luck, girl. Keeping my 3 and 1 year old grands. Pray for me, please. I'm on the Cape. I'm going to the beach. Oh, this is so nice. We do need a tank top, Brian, camera. You're not wrong. Gonna go see some few arts and crafts fairs, maybe a music festival, whatever is free. Quinceañera planning. That's so fun. Going apartment hunting for my baby. Playing bingo with some old ladies. Guys, best weekend ever. Well, enjoy the weekend. Do some fun things. I'm going to hang out with Nikki a little bit more and enjoy the weekend. I got a new tent. I'm going to take a video of us putting this tent up. Do you guys know the tents that just look like underwear that's been spread out like a giant thong? And then you put these little balls in it. That's not, none of this sound. Maybe it's not a tent. You know what I'm talking about? It's a tent and it's, and then you put the things. We tried to put it up yesterday. It looked real dumb. We're going to try again today. So I'll take video of it. Is it a canopy? Is that what we're calling it? It's not a cool cabana. It's not the square one. It's just, it's like a sail. Yeah. It's like a thing. I'm sorry to hear that, Marianne. Like a sunshade. I don't know. It's a beach. No. Yeah, Shabumi. I don't know. But I'll send a picture of it to you. I gotta work. Sunshade, kind of, maybe. I bought it. I don't know if it works. So that's it, everybody. I hope that you have a great weekend. And I will catch up with you on Monday, probably with lots of stories, which is always exciting. So do what Judy from Saskatoon says. Do something nice for somebody. Do something nice for yourself. I hope you have a great weekend, a blessed weekend, and I look forward to seeing you on Monday. So thanks for watching, everybody. I'll see ya.
Hey, guys. If you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Mother.